WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's Taylor Ree, and welcome back to Stoic Morning Reset. Today we're diving into something super important. Building a healthy relationship with food and our bodies. It's a topic that's close to my heart because, let's face it, we live in a world where images of perfect bodies are constantly thrown in our faces. Social media, magazines, even those inspiration boards, it can be overwhelming. But guess what? You are beautiful and worthy exactly as you are, right now, with all your curves and quirks. And that's something to celebrate. So, how do we cultivate this awesome relationship with ourselves? It's not about deprivation or chasing some impossible standard. It's about finding balance, listening to your body, and treating yourself with kindness. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you get there. Number 1, ditch the diet mentality. Seriously, diets rarely work in the long run. They often set us up for a roller coaster of restrictions and cravings, leaving us feeling depleted and discouraged. Instead, think about making sustainable lifestyle changes that nourish your body and soul. Ever felt like you're constantly on a diet? Like food is the enemy? That's not cool. Food is fuel, it's pleasure, it's connection with loved ones and cultures. It's part of what makes life delicious. Let's reframe our thinking. Number 2. Listen to your body's cues. This is huge. Our bodies are incredible machines that tell us when we're hungry, when we're full, and what kind of nourishment we need. Paying attention to these signals can be a game changer. Think about it. You probably know the difference between true hunger and emotional eating. When was the last time you ate something because you were genuinely hungry? How did your body feel afterwards? What about when you reach for that bag of chips during a stressful day? Number 3. Embrace variety in moderation. Don't restrict yourself to just healthy foods. Enjoy all kinds of deliciousness in moderation. Remember, balance is key. Think of it like this. Your plate should be a rainbow of colored fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, and even some treats every now and then. It's not about being perfect, it's about making choices that nourish your body and make you feel good. Number 4. Move your body in ways that bring you joy. Exercise shouldn't feel like a chore. Find activities you genuinely enjoy: dancing, hiking, swimming, playing a sport, anything that gets you moving and feeling alive. Think about it. When was the last time you moved your body just because it felt good? You don't have to hit the gym for an hour every day. A simple walk in nature, some stretching, or a playful dance session can do wonders for both your physical and mental health. And finally, number 5. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just like you would be to a dear friend. Everyone has days when they slip up or make less than ideal choices. It's okay. Just learn from it, move on, and keep striving for progress, not perfection. Remember, this journey is all about finding what works for you and your unique body. There's no one-size-fits-all approach. Now, let me tell you a quick story. My friend Sarah used to obsess over calories and restrict herself constantly. She was exhausted, irritable, and her relationship with food was seriously strained. Then she started focusing on intuitive eating, listening to her body's cues, celebrating all kinds of foods in moderation, and moving her body for joy. The transformation was amazing. Sarah gained energy, felt more confident, and finally had a healthy and positive relationship with both food and herself. So, what are you going to do today to cultivate your own healthy relationship with food and your body? Start by checking in with yourself. Are you truly hungry or just bored? Are you choosing foods that nourish your body and make you feel good? And most importantly, be kind to yourself. You're doing great, and remember, progress over perfection. Keep rocking it, everyone. Until next time, stay stoic and strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.